Every single time I think that life can't get any worse, life really looks me dead in my eyes and goes, watch this. No, wait, because actually, as I'm having one of the worst days that I've had in a really long time, turns out my intro music completely deleted off of my computer and my hard drive. I cannot even begin to explain the day that I had today. Might explain it at the end, might explain it on another podcast episode. Like, life is really lifing right now, and I'm at the point where I'm like, therapy is not enough. I need to battle my demons. Welcome back to the Strack Me Please podcast. I am your host, Brianna Silva, and today I am here by myself with a brand new mic stand. Bro, my vocals really be showing up and showing through, honey. I literally just got a new microphone stand. I stole it from my mom. Yes, hi, mom. Thank you so much for your donation to the podcast. She actually did not want to give it to me because she was like, Brianna, this is for me to play my bass guitar. And I'm just like, mom, you haven't touched a mic stand like since you started learning how to play guitar. Hold on.
Ooh, whoa, yeah.
Transition music. Okay, back to what I was saying. So I was literally like, mom, you literally haven't touched a microphone stand ever since you started playing bass guitar. Like, I'm sorry, but what do you need to play? I don't think you need it, love. So now I have it. I stole it from her, and I'm very happy that I stole it from her because now I get to do things like this, like take a picture of me using my new microphone stand. Guys, I'm really coming on here to complain. I'm really coming on here to rant, love. Hold on. I have to take a picture with me using my new microphone stand. Period, love, because I'm a material girl living a material world. Ow! What in the commercial? Okay, you know what? Pause the intro. I'm actually very excited about this new microphone stand and want to take a bunch of pictures of me using it. What the fuck is this? I'm literally going through the filters on Snapchat, and I'm sorry, but an old man on a beach in a Speedo. Need I say more? I love that you can just hear the pitter-patter of my little keyboard on my phone in the background. I know you can hear it. I know you can hear it. I clickety-clack very loud. When I don't have nails, I have the clickety-clack of the keyboard. I just love hearing click-clacks of clacks of keyboards. Anyways, back to what I was saying. Life went from worse to worser, and let me break it down for you. The reason why I'm coming on here to rant is because, you know, like I said, it's the sad bitch chronicle. She's been feeling a little sad. She's been feeling, como se dice, out of her element, empty inside, lost the fight in her. That spark that used to light up my world is gone. Someone blew it out. Okay, maybe they hid it under a bush. No. I'm gonna let it shine. Although I will say that would so catch the bush on fire. Why are we hiding lights under bushes? That sounds like a forest fire waiting to happen. And with global warming right now, we really don't need that in life. Back to what I was saying. She's sad. And basically, I was going to come on here to rant about what it's like being the single friend because, like, I had a conversation about this with another one of my friends who was also the only single friend in her friend group. And we realized that we feel the exact same, but we feel like we can't open up to anyone because people, like, we don't want people to look at us and be like, oh, wow, you really just need a relationship. Like, that's what you need. That's why you feel like this. Or have people think like, oh, we're bitter and like we need a relationship, when that's not the case at all. Like, at all, love. It's not that we're bitter about not having relationships. We're more upset about how the people reacted around us, right? And while I was preparing for that little rant today, love, I got an email with the worst news of my life. Like, I can't even do anything but laugh about it. Basically, to sum it up, I'm hoping it's a mistake, but due to unforeseen circumstances that were not my fault at all, not even close to being my fault, love, So this is the moment where I gasp. I lose it, love. Okay, I stop. I pause. I scream because I was checking my email as I'm talking, only to realize that I have a response email from my scholarship company because I legit thought that I would have to drop out of college because I only had one requirement by my mother, and that was at least have one scholarship in college, and that's it. Like, she'll help pay off the rest, or we'll get student loans to help pay off the rest. But that way it's not just like constant student loan after student loan after student loan. Have a scholarship. All of a sudden, I was getting an email telling me that my scholarship was cut in half. I was like, babes, the fuck? So this was me getting a response email. Okay, I just got the response email to this. Hold on, we're about to find out. My heart is pitter-pattering, love. It was a mistake. Y'all, I thought I had to drop out of college. I kid you not, I thought I had to drop out of college. Oh my God, y'all. I literally, love, I thought I had to drop out of college. Basically, my mom gave me one requirement to stay within college. And even though I've done everything right, you know, I'm meeting her requirements, I got an email this semester saying that I was no longer meeting her requirements. And when I tell you, I just, like, my heart sank. Like, I rolled over in bed and started. I actually didn't cry. I've learned that being empty inside has also come with the feeling of, like, I feel like I can't cry anymore. I feel like I have no tears left to cry, but not because I'm happy. Simply because I feel like I have cried so many tears. I can't cry you a river anymore. I can cry you the sand bowl. I can cry you the worst drought in history. Like the dust bowl, not the sand bowl. Oh my gosh, Brianna, if we're going to use history references, can we at least get them right, love? At least. That is the barest of minimum of things you have to do. Yeah, so it turns out it was a mistake. I reached out to a person to help me out. And I was like, yo, what's happening here? And she was like, I don't know what you mean. I have no idea what you're talking about. And so now I'm about to have to go send her screenshots and be like, someone fucked up somewhere. Can you please talk to them for me? Please and thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for all your help. XOXO, your favorite go piss girl. Now I can move back on to ranting about being single. So we were just like, we both recognize that we don't want relationships, right? We both recognize that. Actually, hold on. Let me pause this here. I actually need to go respond to this girl because that's actually very urgent. Okay, so for some reason, I just decided to cut myself off mid-sentence. And so now for some transition music, I'm going to sing to you. I'm a motherfucking train wreck, but I don't want to be too much. But I don't want to miss your touch. And you don't seem to give a fuck.
Not one.
I don't want to keep you waiting. But I do just what I have to do.
What you do.
And I might not be the one for you.
For you.
But you ain't about to have no boo.
Like the restaurant.
Cause I know we'd be so complicated, but we'd be so smitten. It's crazy. I can't have what I want, but neither can you.
Oh no.
You ain't my boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
And I ain't your girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
But you don't want me to see nobody else. And I don't want you to see nobody. But you ain't my boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
And I ain't your girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
But I don't want you to see nobody. Just kidding, we're not done. Even though you ain't mine, I promise the way we fight made me honestly feel like we just in love. But baby, when push comes to shove, damn baby, I'm a train wreck too. I lose my mind when it comes to you. I take time with the ones I choose, and I don't want to smile if it ain't from you. I know we'd be so complicated, but we'd be so smitten. It's crazy, but I can't have what I want, and neither can you. You ain't my boyfriend.
By the way, my new roommates can definitely hear me singing this right now.
Okay. We got things sorted out. We're good. We're fine. Some idiot somebody once told me.
some idiot made a mistake somewhere, somehow. They're not an idiot, okay? They're a human being who made a mistake, but their mistake almost cost me my college attendance. So they're an idiot in my eyes, but I'm pretty sure they're a very good human being. Anyways, back to what I was saying. So being a single friend, me and my other friend, we finally were like able to talk. We haven't seen each other in a while. We don't live in the same cities. You know, we're hours away from each other. So it can be hard to see each other often, but like from on my side, like out of all my friends, I think she's like one out of three single friends that I have. And that's saying a lot because all of my single friends are not in College Station with me. No. They're all in Houston. And so it makes like going out hard. It really makes having a consistent friend really hard is the best way to put it. And so me and my friends love and adore her. Hope I get to see her today while I'm still in Houston. We were like finally discussing this of like she just had an experience. That's TMI. Not like, you know, like not like nasty TMI, but just like TMI, and I'm not gonna out her like that. But yeah, reverse. Sometimes I wish I collect my thoughts before I start podcasting. Basically, we were just discussing what our friendships have been like for a while, because for both of us in the cities we are, like we're each other's for. So like I was saying, back to what it's like being the single friend. I was just talking to my friends. We've been friends for such a long time. And we were just discussing like what it's like being the single friend. Because for both of us, we're hours away from each other. She's in Houston. I'm in College Station for the time being. And like, she's the only person who's single in her friend group in Houston. And I'm the only person who's single in my friend group in College Station. And we finally let so many things off our chest that I feel like are important, and I kind of want to talk about it on the internet, because both of us have been bottling this up. Both of us like haven't talked to anyone, haven't told anybody about how we've been feeling, because we just feel like people's response to us is going to be, you're bitter and jealous at your friends for being in a relationship, or that means it's time to be in a relationship. And basically, we're just talking about how it almost feels like, I personally define it as abandonment, like the feeling. It feels like my friends aren't abandoning me. I know that. I do have great friends, but it almost feels like I'm being abandoned from my friends, and it gets really lonely. And she was also talking about how it's just like kind of lonely and isolating, because when you're the only person who's single in the friend group, whenever you want to go out and do something, like if I want to go to the club, if I want to go to a party, if I want to go out to eat for dinner with a friend, typically if the significant other is not tagging along, then I have to sit through that entire like hangout with that friend, listening to them talk about their relationship. And it makes me feel like I have nothing to add to the conversation. Like, I feel like I can't add to the conversation, because the only thing that I have to add has been like my crazy love life, which y'all hear all the time. You know, I talk about it all the time. My relationship is ups and downs. There are people that are coming in and out of my life so quickly, going on multiple dates. But personally, I wouldn't have it any other way right now. Like, I don't mind that I'm going through a lot of talking phases. I mean, it gets on my nerves sometimes, because I'm just like, oh, some of y'all are horrible. Some of y'all are miserable people who need therapy, and y'all don't recognize that. And I'm just out. Like, I'm not going to sit here through this. Pause. Reverse. Put it in reverse, Terry. I got some grievances to air out. Some of y'all are pieces of shit, scumbags of the earth. Some of y'all don't know how to treat a woman. Some of y'all are so fucking delusional and stupid that like you really think that a woman would put up with you. And then when a woman is like, I'm not interested in you, then you have the nerve to look her in her fucking eye and tell her, wow, you just really don't know what it's like to talk to someone who has different beliefs than you. I'm sorry, love. My beliefs are not fucking homophobic, racist, sexist, misogynistic. Like, no, No, thank you. Like, if my favorite color was purple and yours was orange, okay, cool, different beliefs. But like, I'm not gonna sit here talking about some like Black Lives Matter and you're sitting here like, well, black people are only 13% of the population. We can do without them. Like, what the fuck? That is more than just different beliefs, love. God damn, I hate some people. Just, oof. And so that's the only time it gets like really annoying. And if I get enough of those people back to back to back, then yeah, I feel burnt out and I don't want to date. But that doesn't mean that I'm necessarily like craving and itching for a relationship, because right now I don't feel like I'm ready for the love that I deserve. Like, I just don't. I don't feel like I'm in a mental capacity to give back to someone like that. I do think I'm working on it and I will be okay and I can be in a relationship when the time's right. But for the time being, I haven't... It's gonna sound so fucked. I haven't met anyone who's made me feel like I am like ready to be in a relationship. Like, yes, I am. Like, I haven't felt that yet, you know? And so I'm just kind of chilling, you know? I'm seeing where life leads me. We're cool. And like, the second I start to input that into a conversation with someone who's talking about their relationship, one of two things happen. That person shuts down and then feels like they can't talk to me about their relationship, whether that's because they don't want to make me feel small for not being in a relationship, or they don't want to like make me upset about my relationship status, or they start telling me like, yo, like, we need to find you a man. Like, you're the last person. It's time for you to have a man. And it's just like, I hate that. I hate that so much. I hate watching my friend shut down because they feel like they can't add to what I'm saying. They're just like, been in a happy relationship for a few months, some of them a few years, so really can't relate to that. And like me, vice versa. Like, I'm just like, I've been single for a few years. I can't relate to you. Like, you're sitting here talking about like how amazing it's been, how amazing your life has been, how amazing, you know, like going out on dates and the sweet things they've said to you, and all I can go is, aw. Anyways, I really hate men. Men suck. I can't stand the look of a man. The thought of a man makes me want to vomit. I literally want to jump off a cliff every time I think about liking a man. Like, men just are horrible, miserable people, and I'd rather be single. Like, I can't just, like, you know? And so it feels isolating. Like, it really does. Me and my friend were both saying, like, the only reason why we now want a relationship is for all the wrong reasons. Not because we're in a position in our lives where we feel like we're ready for a relationship, but instead, we just want someone to hang out with. Like, we just want someone to hang out with. We just want every single time that our friends start talking about their relationships, because especially when the entire friend group hangs out together, oh baby, you are out the conversation. You might as well grab a chair, grab some popcorn. You are out, because now all of your friends are talking about their partners. It sucks when every time there's like a kickback, all the partners come. And so like, you're the only person who's sitting there single, right? And it is like, baby, forget the third wheel. You are a spare tire to an 18-wheeler. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, you are the most useless thing ever. Like, you were just off to the side, just like, anyways. And so it's like, oh, well, we want a partner to stop feeling like that. So we feel like we have someone to interact with. So we feel like, you know, it's just like for all the wrong reasons. And so it's so isolating. And I know the next there's two options here. I make more friends that are single, or I get all of my friends to dump their boyfriends. I'm leaning towards that option because I really don't like making friends. But yeah, making new friends, you know, I have done that option. I've done that route. And, for some reason, the friendship doesn't even last a year before that friend ends up in a relationship. I don't know what it is. Listen, I think I just have such good energy around me that people who hang around me, like, instantly, like, their soulmate, the love of their life, the person they're going to marry, is just attracted to them instantly. And they're just like, I'm ready to be in your life. And I'm like, I've known you for 2 months. I have yet to go fully partying with you. I have yet to be a whore on the town with you, dressing up in slutty clothing, walking around bars, getting free drinks from people. And here we are. you're already in a happy, loving relationship, and it's like back to square one. And it just keeps happening over and over and over. And it's just like, it really sucks. It really, really sucks. And it's like, we can't talk to our friends about this because they shut down. They start looking at us like we're a puppy that they just found on the side of the street that needs rescuing. It's like, no, I just want someone to talk shit with. I just want someone who understands what it's like to be single and not have such a like positive mindset about it of like, you're going to find someone someday. I know I will. But right now is not that time. I feel it in my soul. It's not that time. And like, that's just not happening for me. That doesn't mean that I instantly want to like go out on 10 dates in 1 week because now I'm forcing to find someone who I would be like happy in a relationship with. Like, no. And like getting cut out of things of being like, oh my gosh, can we go here? Like, can we go? Oh my gosh, I want to do this. Like every time I see any new fun spot open up in town or somewhere and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I want to do this. And so then I tell my friends about it and they, for me, my friends go, oh yeah, that'll be cool. But like, actually, I want to do this with my significant other. The other friend, she told me she'll talk about it. She'll tell a friend. And then a week later, she'll see on their social media that that friend actually took that significant other to the same place that she wanted to go with that friend. And I'm just like, wow, we're really living this life, huh? It sucks, bro. It fucking sucks out here, dude. Damn. It does. And so that's just my single friend rant. And I'm talking about this because I know there are other people who feel like this, who also feel like they have no one to talk to because you're the single friend. And everyone just looks at you like, oh, sweetheart, don't worry. You're going to be in a relationship soon. And I'm sorry. I know these girls are my friends or whatnot. But sometimes when someone tells me that, I want to be like, you know, statistically, because of how young you are, your relationship is not necessarily meant to last. Like, you'll be an anomaly if you like marry this person right now. Like, sometimes I just want to be the asshole. sometimes I'm just like, statistically, I have a better chance, you know? Like, what it's like, people who get married under to the person that they met like before the age of 26 or something, like the statistics just aren't great. Like, you're almost headed to a one-way ticket to divorce. Sometimes I just want to be that mean, but I won't. I know it's rude.
First of all, let me just say, like the empath that I am, I can obviously just sense that I feel left out a lot of times. And honestly, I do. It's just because it's like when every single person in your friend group is in a relationship, when one friend would go out with their significant other, you know, you could just reach out to another friend. And I just find that a lot of times what keeps happening is that when everyone's in a relationship, doesn't matter how many other people that I reach out to, they're also with their significant other. And so it's just like, oh damn, I can't do anything with anyone. And so now I'm just like home alone. And so to combat that, I started doing things alone. And don't get me wrong, I'm an only child. I love doing things alone. But sometimes I'm just like, damn, I want a friend. What the fuck? You know? And then also like just being left out of the conversation because like, I mean, you're in a relationship, I get it. But it's like, you know, I don't think I've actually hung out with my friends where they didn't talk about their significant other. Huh. You know, it's just one of those moments, but like, I get it. It's just sometimes it gets to me. Like, some days I'm like, who cares, bro? Like, oh, well, I already know how it is. But some days I'm like, damn, that kind of hurted my feelings. Hurted my feelings. Yes. Hurted my feelings.
And in reality, like, I just don't want to put that bitter energy onto them or their relationship, you know? But it's just like, damn, bruh, y'all got into relationships and instantly like forgot what it was like to be the single friends. Like, damn it, bruh. So anyways, that's how I've been feeling. It's been kind of annoying and it's caused me to do a lot more things by myself. And again, the people are not really stepping up in my love life. Nah, they're... I just attract. There's no word for it. Completely, they always leave me speechless. Ooh, which reminds me. Oh yeah, I already unadded him as a friend on Snapchat because Jesus Christ, that boy was not getting the freaking message that the answer was now. In other news, I'm now about to call the mental health services at the back of my health insurance card because your girl officially needs therapy. Like, I officially need therapy. I'm finally accepting, like, Brianna, your tank should not be this empty. It's one thing if it was like, you know, maybe 1, 2, 3 days. And, you know, sometimes things are bad. Weeks get bad, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I've been feeling like this for a while. It's been a really long time of feeling like this. I feel myself getting more hopeless by the day of, like, things will never change. And so now I'm like, girly, it's officially time to look out for professional health help. And I am also going to be turning Connie into an emotional support dog. Because, as I mean, don't get me wrong, main reason, don't have to pay the pet deposit fee and the, like, monthly pet rent fee. And so, yay, she'll be able to travel with me to different destinations. And so I don't have to leave her here in Houston. And those are really one of the main, like, one of the biggest reasons. But, like, another reason that's, like, low-key, just kind of scooted in there, which makes me happy, is that, like, legit, I look at my dog and, like, everything feels okay, because at the end of the day, like, my dog was something that I always manifested, and I've always wanted a dog, like, forever, like, since I could remember, I've always wanted a dog. And my mom got me every pet but a dog. I even had a bird at one point, and then I did get a dog, and my mom was like, no, this dog is going to grow up to be too big. So then we had to give the dog away to my uncle, and then someone stole that dog from his backyard. Long story, I know, haven't seen him since. It's kind of sad. But it was because he was a lab mix, and so my mom was like, no, you're not having this dog. And then finally, at the ripe age of 14 years old, I got my little Connie Wani, the love of my life, the sun of my shine, the pea to my nut. Peanut, you know what? The peanut to my butter, the apple to my pie, the cinnamon to my apple. I love that little, little fluffy, sassy dog. She has my heart, and she truly has the attitude of a Virgo. And I'm just like, how? You are a dog. How do you actually have the attitude of a Virgo? But it's fine. I just, you know, I would say some of the best people in life are Virgos, but I've also had some really bad experiences with some Virgos, and I'm just like, but from, like, overall, I do enjoy a Virgo in my life. They're kind of fun. I hate how structured they are, though. You know, like, they like a lot of structure. As a Sagittarius, I'm more free-spirited, and I'm just like, feel the rain on your skin, no one else can feel it for you. And, like, the Virgos in the back trying to be like, so when does the rain start? What time do we need to step out? What clothes will we be wearing when we're in the rain? And I'm just like, girl, shut up. Just stand outside and dance in the rain with me. So, a lot to be said. Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Customer service, mental health / substance abuse. Okay, mental health and substance abuse being on the same line is actually kind of really nerve-wracking. But let's see. I learned this from Alex Cooper. She said, to call this number. Call her daddy does teach you more than the gluck gluck. I will be bleeping out any information that does not need to be on the internet.
Thank you for calling healthcare. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. If you are in a crisis and need emergency services, please press 1. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. For medical issues or benefits and claims information, please contact the number on the back of your member's ID card. If you are a member, press 2.
The silence is so loud. Hi, I was calling to ask what mental health services are covered under my health insurance.
Okay, of course. And can I please have your first name? This is a general description of the benefit. It does not guarantee coverage. A final determination about eligibility and coverage will be made after the actual claim is received and reviewed, okay?
Okay.
So basically, to make a long story long, they told me, girl, you got to get your bread up and pay $6,000 in therapy. And then after you cover that $6,000 out of pocket deductible, then the insurance will start picking up 80% of my bill. So they said, since you don't have your bread up, then you better go find a way to go fight your demons on your own, because ain't no one helping you out here. And so, well, I decided the best way to fight my demons is in the gym. But I can't be in the gym tired and sore from fighting my demons the day before. And so I need a little help, a little pick me up, if you will, to help me fight my demons. And honestly, I'm gonna just let Brianna take this one away. Go ahead, girl. Thank you, Brianna, for giving me that intro so I can talk about our next partner, who has a product that I use literally every single day. I started taking AG1 because I always need an after gym recovery smoothie, and AG1 has the perfect, and I mean perfect, amount of nutrients and vitamins to help my body recover after a good workout. Because, you know, a girl gotta get her sweat in. I really be working on my fitness. With one scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy. Girl, basically, it's whatever you need to stay healthy. I personally put one scoop in my after workout smoothie and I'm good to go. It's also lifestyle friendly, so that means even if you're on a keto diet, a paleo diet, if you're vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, bad vibe-free, girl, AG1 can still fit into your daily routine, and AG1 supports better sleep quality and recovery. That's why I put it in my recovery smoothie after the gym. And for every purchase, AG1 donates to organizations helping to get nutritious foods to kids in need, including the No Kid Hungry here in the U.S. So you're also supporting a good cause whenever you purchase from AG1. So take control of your health by adding one scoop of AG1 into a cup of water and start to feel all the amazing nutrients reviving your body. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/emerging. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/emerging to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. I'll also make sure to leave their information in the show notes, because, baby, I know you want all that good, healthy, good, good. All right, now back to the show. Baby, that was a lot. And I mean a lot of work. It was just a 6-minute call. But girl, that felt so long. Okay, so basically, I just got a list of every person who is in my network. And then I get to sit here, go through this list. Well, this is a long list. Jesus, how many pages is this? I mean, it's great, but like, sheesh. It's 44 pages of people. Oh, wait. There's 39 people. It's 39 people on this list. Because there's an index at the bottom, which is what makes it 44. But wait a minute. Wait a minute, motherfucker. Yeah. 39 people. It's a lot. No, it's not. Because why is that 12, 12, 12, 12? No. Okay, someone did something wrong, because these are different names, but they have repeating numbers. So there's 39 pages of people that I can check all in Houston. So I will be looking for a therapist for myself, although I did just find out that it is not covered under my insurance. And instead, after paying $6,000 for the year, that's when they'll pick up the coverage. And they're only going to pick up 80% of the bill. The rest still has to come out of pocket. So I'll see what I can do. I'll see if I can find anyone to make it like hella cheap or whatever. Nope, I'm going to just fight my demons instead. You know how we do. You know how we do. A-A-A. Whoop. No, I'm just a whoop now. Whew, that's been one hell of a podcast episode. It's been a long, wild ride of ranting, of sadness,
There's been moments of laughter. There's been moments of giving out so much information that I'm going to have to cut it out of the podcast episode. There were ups, there were downs, there were roundabouts. But you know one thing that stayed consistent? Y'all, whatever. I'm done. I'm just tired. Just know that I'm tired. I'm literally about to go hop on the treadmill and be working on my fitness because I'm my witness. Ooh-wee! That put your guys on rock and they be lining down the block. Just, bro, go follow me on the socials. I have my link tree in the show notes. Anyways, I'm gonna go take a few deep breaths because I almost like had a few mental breakdowns today, girly. I have to go clean the kitchen, but I do not want to clean the kitchen. I don't want to touch dishes. I literally do not have the mental capacity to right now. I also have to take everything out of these boxes because I have 3 storage bin boxes of all stuff from college since freshman year. And I just need to see what things I'm going to be selling, what things I will be keeping and taking back with me to my apartment. Because there's a few things in here that I know I want to keep. Like I have some decorative pillows, a decorative blanket should be in there. I'm looking at whatever the hell that is. My Keurig's in one of these boxes, and I want to bring that over to College Station and put it on top of my fridge so I have a little coffee station, which would be so cute. Which also means that I want to get a mug hanger to like put in my room, like just a place with mugs and whatnot. And ooh, unless I get like paper cups. If instead I had like a paper cup thingy, because there's recycling areas all around campus, and so I could just recycle them and just refill my paper cup. Although I do know once people start coming over, they're going to be like, Brianna, can I have some? And I'm going to look at them and be like, hands off the coffee. I don't even like coffee, so it's most likely going to be like hot chocolates and teas. We'll see. I'm going to set up a whole cute little Keurig station in my little room. I also think I might bring the Brita water filter into my fridge because there's now like 3 Britas in the fridge. That's a whole other thing. I'm just like ranting about life now. Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and head out. I'm not going to cry myself a river, but I am happy I called that so I can finally cross off the therapy off my to-do list. Y'all, it's been one hell of a ride, and I just want to say thank you for sticking it out with me. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and for all new listeners, love that this was your first podcast episode. That's just how it goes, okay? We say wild things, we do wild things happen to us, and in the day, we are survivors, we survive, and we push through, okay? Gang, gang, bad bitches only, you are hella cute. I love you, I'm in love with you. Thank you for listening to this wild ride of a podcast. And your girl has a new mic stand and she's very excited about it. So now get prepared for all the podcast recordings where I don't have to touch the mic and I can do whatever I want. And it makes me feel like a true, authentic influencer. Thank you. Thank you. Next. Okay, I'm done. Casey just sent me a message. Okay, I subscribe to Wild Cases for like their texts and stuff because I love their phone cases. But listen, a girl like me, they be kind of hella expensive. Like wallflower cases, I think it's like $35 for a case. As a college student, that's kind of a lot of money, love. But what's it called? I'm also really tired. Like I could take a nap. Also, this is just something new that I'm taking, and I got this inspiration from Zane and Heath Unfiltered because on their Patreon, they do ending episodes where like it's just like a chill hangout with them after they're done recording. They don't have anything talking and they just kind of rant. And I kind of think I want to do the same thing, except not do it on my Patreon. Oh, and for updates on my Patreon, for the most part, there won't be any new podcast episodes. It's just probably going to be like different posts. Like it's going to be things that I wouldn't post on social media on there. And there's still that one episode of me talking about my experience with my roommate from hell. Yeah, I just want to kind of leave that over on the Patreon. And for the most part, I'm not exactly sure. Like, I know what I want to happen with it. I do want to post like episodes and stuff of like, it's just basically going to be episodes that I wouldn't want to post and instead need to be behind a paywall because, you know, they get a little raunchy or whatever. That's what's going to be on the Patreon. Yeah, that's about it, y'all. I haven't been doing much in life. Been hella sad. I got new coasters. Also, back to the Keurig and like paper cut cup thing. First of all, I am such a matcha girly because I hate the texture of coffee. I hate the viscosity of it. It's so thick. It's just so thick. So I'm not a coffee girly. I mean, I still want to buy a few cups of like coffee to use at my little coffee setup. But I'm just like, reusable cups is going to be a lot to go upstairs and downstairs to wash them because I'm in the upstairs bedroom. But paper cups would be so much easier. I can run out the door with it and literally love recycle it on campus. And then I also have recycling at home. So if I can't recycle it, like just making sure it's recycled, if I'm going to be using something disposable, making sure there are papers that can be recycled. But I do want my own little station upstairs, you know? Just something where I need like a little pick-me-up if I'm pulling all-nighters and whatnot. Like it's all right there, right there. Because like I would have mugs hanging, but having mugs hanging is just, again, it's going to be a lot. And I couldn't really necessarily run out the door with it in the mornings, you know? So I think that's going to be, unless I get, I don't know. We're just thinking about it, girl. We're just thinking about it. It's just because what I really... I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, y'all. I'm going to go lay down, watch another episode of Attack on Titan. I'm on... I told y'all already in another podcast episode. Oh, actually, no. I'm going to go put on workout clothes and I'm actually going to go take a nice little brisk walk on the treadmill because yo, girl, is just... I feel better while I have the energy. I want to go do it. I want to go walk it out, take a shower. Hopefully I can go get my eyebrows done because I want to get out of this house. And then I'm going to be meeting up with finally my single girl. Like, love you, girly. I am just so sick and tired of hanging out with people in relationships. Y'all make me feel small. I hate to say it. I know y'all are my friends, but it truly makes me feel small. And not in a rude way that makes me like angry and bitter to y'all, but just in a way where in like in the moment I'm like, this sucks. And then I go home and I'm like, that was the best time I've had in my of my life. Because it's like, I still love my friends, don't get me wrong, but it's just like in the moment I'm like, damn, that makes me feel small. But it's okay though. It's part of life. It's the circle of life. I've been dead. I feel like such... I'm going to put on my headphones because I feel like such a bad bitch of a podcaster. I feel like such a real podcaster right now. Like, babes. My mouth is dry. Where's my water bottle? I'm living for this mic stand. Mic Stanley. Y'all know from Hannah Montana. What's your name? Mike. What's your last name? Stan Lee. It's so good. It's so good. It's so good. Uh-oh. You have a goddamn ranch? I always forget. Bruh. Having the one rich friend in the friend group is amazing. And the fact that, like, at first she was like, no, that's so embarrassing. And now she's just accepted that, like, we are just calling her, like, the rich, loaded friend. Bruh, it is so funny. Like, she has a whole ranch hand and she'll just, like, casually talk about it. And we're just like, a fucking ranch hand? And she's like, oh. Doesn't everyone have one?
yeah, I have a ranch. Like, what? It's 200 acres. I don't see the big deal. And I'm just like, girl. Have your favorite song turned into a TikTok song and being used. Oh my god. I don't think raccoons liking you is a... I'm literally sitting here reading my messages while I'm recording. Okay, y'all. Bye. Fuck them, bitch.